you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your name. We thank you that your name, your power has sustained us and has kept us. And we thank you. We trust you even more as we continue on this Sabbath day and throughout this year. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for your beautiful playing always. I think we don't mean to, but we take it for granted, our musicians. And thank you so much for sharing of your talent. Title of our message for this afternoon, The Good News Gets Better. The Good News Gets Better. This has been quite a year. You can say that and have two different meanings. I'd like to ask a question before I get into the meat of the message. If you have a very close friend and they've had a lot of good news this year, but you have had mostly bad news, how should you handle that? How should you feel about that? You have a close friend, they've had good news most of the year, but you, for some reason, you've had bad news happen to you. How should you handle it? Brian? Your friend has good news. You've been having mainly bad news. How should you handle it? Okay. In the back. Amen. That's Bible. Amen. Is that easy? Okay. It's not always easy. Someone correctly pointed out to me last week when I talked about angels. Remember the sermon last week about angels? And that many of you have taken on the role of angels. And I really believe that. But someone reminded me, and they were very accurate. I just happened not to be going in that direction with my sermon. But not everybody and not all our spouses are angels. Amen. And that's true. It's been quite a year. How do you tell a person who has foreclosed on their home and you have your home and you're able to pay your mortgage, how do you tell them that everything will be all right? Not easy, is it? I want to let you know this afternoon that I know I take a risk when I say that, but the good news is going to get better. I was trying to find some kind of kernel to let me know the times in which we live, and I found one during the week. I do listen to the news programs, and I pick up little things. There was one thing that struck me that gave an indication of the times that we're living in. They said that the New York subway system was considering taking out its seats so it could get more people in so it could help their bottom line. Oh, y'all missed that. If that doesn't speak volumes to the times in which we live, that they were going to take the chairs out of the subways. So you won't even have to, the gentleman won't even have to give up and give your seat anymore. Something about that doesn't smell right. Very unusual times we live in. and I'm going to dare talk about the good news gets better. Let's see if that's true. The Bible announces in Luke, the second chapter, if you would turn there, that there was good news announced by the angels to the shepherds. Let's see if it's good news. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, I'm going to read while you're turning there. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you bad tidings of great..." Oh, I was checking to see if you were awake. No, it says, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to only those who live in Florida." No, that's not what the Bible says. It says to how many people? You don't really mean all people. That's right. The good news that the angels announced would be for all people, everyone. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a horse's trough." I thought you said the sermon was "the good news gets better." That doesn't sound like good news to me. A baby lying in a feeding trough. But I want to let you know that the good news does get better. You see, the good news, it was good news that her baby was to be born. It was good news for Mary and Joseph. It wasn't good news to Herod. See, Herod wanted to kill all the little babies because he did not want the Messiah to come. It was not good news to him, but it was good news to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men. You know, when things happen that are not so nice, it affects us. If you lost a home in the recent fires here in Southern California, you react different to the news. When the family had to flee to Egypt because of Herod, was that good news? Does the good news get better? What sells, good news or bad news? What sells? I wish I could tell you that good news sells. Good news doesn't sell. It's bad news that sells. I'm so grateful for the wise men and their gold and frankincense and myrrh, which allowed the Christ family to make it in Egypt. The good news does get better. They move back to the Palestine area. And when he moves back, his people accept Jesus. Is that right? No. When they come back, his own receive him not. I thought you said the good news gets better. And as he grows up, everybody accepts his message. Is that true? No. I thought you said the good news gets better. And even when he made close friends, and we call them the disciples, when he got in at a tough pinch, all the disciples stood by him. Is that true? No. I thought you said the good news gets better. Doesn't sound like very good news to me. And then society charged him with a crime for which he was innocent. And then they nailed him, we call it crucifixion, to a large piece of wood. I thought you said the good news gets better. They crucified him between two thieves. Really going well, isn't it? And we are asked to believe in him. Well, I'm going to tell you, I believe in him. I believe in him. And I want you to know that I would dare to tell you that the good news gets better. How do I know? Luke 1 and verse 32. I'll read it for you. Luke 1 and verse 32. And the Bible says, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob for a short while, forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And then Isaiah confirmed it centuries earlier. We said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Let me stop there. I know you're hearing a lot about bailout and you don't know what's coming next. And it's been quite a year. But I want you to remember this text from Isaiah chapter 9. The government shall be upon his shoulders. We need to stop worrying. We need to stop it. The government is upon his shoulders. And I haven't figured out, and neither have the politicians, we've not figured out how this is going to turn out right. But I'm going to tell you, I believe, I dare to believe that it's going to work out all right. Because the government is upon his shoulders. Oh, you're worrying about the politicians in there, aren't you? But the government is upon his shoulders. And I don't know how this is going to work out. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. You know why I'm optimistic? It's because in Luke 24 and verse 5, after they crucified my Lord, the angel said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen." We serve a live, living God. I was reading about gifts. There's a gift that you can give. It's a diamond studded pacifier. If you are so inclined, you can give the gift of a $50,000 Ferrari go-kart. But what if I had the greatest gift in all the world? A gift that could not be measured dollar-wise. And you could have it. I mean, it's absolutely without equal. Would you take it? If I had a gift like that to give to you, would you take it? Thanks, Joe. I take it. Could not be measured. Would you take it? We have that gift. And only God can give it to us. It's called eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten or unique Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a gift! Who would refuse such a gift? What a gift. You know, trees and lights and all that don't mean a thing if you don't accept that gift. I've decided I'm going to accept it. How about you? I've decided the good news gets a whole lot better. Because what God offers us is life eternal with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This past Monday, I was at the community services holiday gathering, and we were exchanging gifts and enjoying the company of one another and getting ready to eat some good food here at the Fellowship Hall this past Monday. When as we were sitting, and I was with sitting next to Pastor Sam, he got a phone call. And the phone call came Monday saying that in the University City area here in San Diego, on Huggins Street, to be more specific, a 33,585-pound piece of metal fell out of the sky. You know, it was an F-A-18 Hornet. It was F-A-18-D Hornet. And they should be able to fly on one engine. I've seen them land with one engine on carriers. But I don't know the reason why, but for whatever reason, both engines failed. And that plane hit the neighborhood. And I think you've heard the story. But you know what was fascinating about that? I'm blown away by this. Four members of one family were killed. Of the Yoon family, his wife, Young Mi Lee, 36, his 2-month-old daughter, Rachel, and a 15-month-old daughter, Grace, and his mother-in-law, 60-year-old Yokin Kim. The father and husband stepped up to the mic during the week. Can I tell you, I don't even know how he stepped up to the mic. I'm not sure, and maybe it's true. I would have been flat on my back or on my knees, still crying. Imagine losing all your family in a split second. And I don't know how he got the strength to do that. But you know, if something hit me, you know what was around him? It was people from his church. And it clicked. They were holding him up. And the only way I could understand just a little of how he could endure is that he had to know that the good news gets better. Because only God can give us life after. Only God can give to us eternal life. And that's what the Christian holds. That's what this season of the year is more about. Is that the good news gets better in Jesus Christ. For we know that God has promised, and he'll keep his promise. He says, let not your heart be what, everybody? Be troubled. If you keep listening to all the news that I'm listening to, you're going to go crazy. Folk, the good news gets better. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in who? Believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are no foreclosures. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm not going to send for you. I'm coming for you. That way I am, there you may be also. What a God we serve. What a gift. I'm going to accept it by faith. How about you today? You want to accept that gift? It's already been made available. But Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for the greatest gift of all, your Son Jesus Christ, who came, lived, and died. His purpose for coming was as a Savior, and he will save his people from their sins. There's nothing that they've done that he cannot save them from. We thank you for the greatest gift of all. And so, Lord, we thank you. That's what comes from our lips. It's not adequate, but we say thank you. It's not adequate, but we say thank you. It's not adequate, but we say hallelujah. Now bless us. Fulfill your purpose in our lives. And give us eternal life now and forever, because we accept you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'd like to ask you to be